From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and many gods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift to heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Rose, tear-bone lotus, Hamashi's face combines, hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy rays resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorning, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limb, relied on by conquerors children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Dutad, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamama, by the host of spear, corpses whose Gandavas Yakshas, homage with their threatened pace, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left outright, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dread. Destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotuses, she was Sayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regal mood, every mass is all excited, all directions whose adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembled, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage ground adorned crescent, moon on onomus moshine, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening fire abide, rush and flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she who dealt with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to David's seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the sentence shakes his three heroes, Meru, Mandara, and India. Homage holding in her hand the hair-make moon of Deva Lekwam, with spice spoken Tara MP, totally dispelling poise. Homage whom gods and everything, send the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts, homage she whose joy is bright, the radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutara, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just as so spirit yakshas, these praises with your mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. The Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer is on page 98.
Nijodha Judan Zoki Chonam La Janchu Batu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chunyan Gi Pesernam Gi Dolam Penchu Sangetu Pasho Judan Zoki Chonam La Janchu Batu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chunyan Gi Pesernam Gi Dolam Penchu Sangetu Pasho Chudan Soki Chonam La Chanchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Taki Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gi Dola Penchu Sanke Tu Parsho
Ani Deshi Wazan Na Gushin Ni Chen Nishore Zakaya Na Lola Penpa Chen Na Lam Shin Ni Chen Chi Ni Tu Tu Tse Bak Kataya Na De Be Tu Na Na Ma Gun De Na Tu Ni Ma Ma Ni De Chan Chu Tse Be Su Chan San Chi Chi Ni Chim De La Chan Tse You say good evening or good afternoon? Good evening. Good evening. Time to. Good evening. Now, cat is kind of falling down. Good evening. So, Lamula, where we stop? Joyful effort. Today, joyful effort. Joyful effort is all the day. Maybe that joy you should teach, joyful effort. Huh? Changes, okay. Number four, okay. Out of six parameters, number four. Perfection of, how they translate in Lamrim?
Perseverance.
Changes. Chiyankang Gela Chuvawa, this is the stanza from the Abhidharma Kosha, I think. Abhidharma Kosha, the Lama is quoting here, Pabongarambashi. Chiyankang means what is perseverance? This is stanza. Chiyankang means what is perseverance? Perseverance? What is the perseverance? Chiyankang. So there's a question, or maybe you could say, what is profession of perseverance? Or what is the definition of perfection of perseverance? Same thing. Chuyankang, Gela Trova. Ge means virtuous deed. Virtuous deed, positive deed. Trova means, you know, so when you become monks or nuns, so they cut piece of your hair. Before they cut, they hold your hair, the scissor, then Tachyepa means, I'm going to cut your hair. Are you happy? Tachyepa, Tolam, Tolam. Then you have to say, Tola means happy. No, happy to cut. So that's happy about positive deeds, you know, happy about positive deeds. So that's important for the sake of knowledge. To perseverance, professional perseverance, according to Vasubandhu, to Kang, what is the definition of professional perseverance? Gela, virtuous deed. Towa means happy about virtuous deeds. So that is perseverance. Perseverance. So I'm not sure like how in curriculum language how you explain what is perseverance. What do you say? What is perseverance? Huh? Giving up? Not giving up. So here, not giving up when it comes down on positive deeds, virtuous deeds, or blind? What do you call that? Huh? Blind. Yeah, this is not easy to fix. So see, so then all the string that comes goes up and down, you know, so that not giving, when you're trying to fix that, not giving up, that's not the perseverance. That's not the professional perseverance. Perseverance. There's a difference between effort and professional perseverance. There's a big difference. Professional perseverance is not giving up when it's come down on virtuous deeds, positive deeds. Not just not giving up. You know, not giving up, you know, you could be like making guns, working so hard to trying to fix it. That's not professional perseverance. Professional perseverance is like mind that's happy about virtuous deeds. So there's big difference. Effort and the professions of perseverance and effort, there's big difference. Effort can be, doesn't have to be virtuous deed. You can be put a lot of effort. There's nothing virtuous about. No virtuous about. No. So then, of course, you know, it's all come down on the mindset. But there's generally speaking, there's differences between effort and here now. Clearly, say Tuen Kang, what is professional perseverance? Gela Towa means mind that's happy about. You know, happy. Okay, are you happy that I'm going to cut your head here? That's the question you ask. Are you happy? If you say I'm not happy, so then probably should not cut. Then you say you need to say Tola means happy. Happy. So that's you ask. So that question been asked, make sure that not somebody forced them to become monks or nuns. If somebody forced them to become monks or nuns, so they need to speak up. They need to speak up. You could say I'm not happy. So then they stop. The process will stop. Tachyeba means cutting your hair. Tola, that's like according to Vinayaka Sutra, you have to ask that question. You have to ask, okay. Well, that's the definition of, you know, professional perseverance. Minds that happy about, minds that not give up, not giving up on positive deeds. Positive deeds. Okay, so that's the, for the sake of knowledge. So, she gave it chawala to one is tunujing away. So, then gawa kanya tachin bachib tapcho this. So this is, not giving up actually is the great method to complete the project, generally speaking. In this case, not giving up on the virtuous deed is the best method to complete the virtuous deed. That will help. That's a great method to complete the virtuous deed. If you say, oh, like I have to say 21 or Vajrasana mantra, somebody suggests me is a wonderful thing to do, but there's no joy. So then it becomes chores. Then, you know, every mantra that you say, then you're thinking about the benefit of reciting, you know, even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasana names, purify each and every negative karma. So then, as a at least it will prevent to karma to multiply, it will prevent. Then if you manage to recite 100,000, then nabatabe danijus, you become like crystal ball shines inside out, means purify. So, it won't take probably less than like so it does not, this does just, this just example, every practice, you know, you don't have to do, you know, setting up the water bowls, all of that, everything, if you put some joy, so then there's, then, you know, so then and then it's good, you know, so then it don't become chore. Okay. See, it's quite, I think it's important. What do you think is important? When we get sick, we have no energy to do any practice. When we are sick, it's very clear. When we are healthy, then we don't do practice. So then when are we going to do practice? You know? So when we are healthy, so we must create merit. So when you are sick, it's very hard to create merit. So, and there's something there you can create, You can post, you can do prostration, you can recite sutra, you can say mantras, you can set up altars, you can make offering on the altar, light offering, incense offering. This is all something, these are all doable. It's not like something is undoable. This is all doable. So, instead of being worrying, oh, what's going to happen if I die and all of that. So I think we need to create merit. Okay, it's the cause for happiness. Oh. So when we have headaches, so then we focus on headache, it's hard to create the merit. Oh. So need to create merit much as possible. Oh. So then it becomes habit. Then eventually it requires less and less and less effort. Eventually then you don't need to read. You just know the meaning and you just think about the meaning. Then the word is not necessary, you just think about meaning. So then you know it's become so easy. It's become easier and easier and easier. So this is something to think about, all of us, you know. So when we get sick, so we have no energy to do any practice. When we are healthy, then we don't create merit. So so that's not good. So the so then remembering impermanent will greatly help. Remember impermanent, okay? Then the gewa kaya tachima chebe tapcho. This, okay, this perseverance, professional perseverance is the method to help you greatly to complete any type of virtuous deeds, okay? Give it to you now, 20 shows. Did that tell a tene tejeto? 20 chini mela dene shows. Udu jine de the jine to 20 chini sinjo de voto 20 chini tavara jine de shes 20 gewa kunji cho yimba tanso. This is the one of the best virtues, the perseverance, okay? So then the text is written by Lama Pumonga Rinpoche, quoting the text composed by Maitreya Buddha, quoting that. As an ornament of minor discourse, then ornament, there's two ornaments. One is the ornament of realizations, ornament of clear realizations, which has 8 chapters. So then ornament of minor discourse, I don't remember how many chapters, but there's also quite a bit of chapter there. So there's composed by Maitreya Buddha. the stanzas, the summary of the stanza is like that. Perseverance is the best form of merit. Because it itself is merit, then it will help you to complete the virtuous deed. So then how one can practice perfection of not just perseverance, perfection of perseverance. professional perseverance. So that requires three things, as I mentioned before. Intentions, before in motivations, bodhicitta. While you are doing the virtuous deed, then strong motivation of bodhicitta. So then, when you're finishing, then same. The motivation, intention is there at the beginning, in the middle, and the end. So that's how you practice perfection of perseverance, not just perseverance, professional perseverance, okay? So that's like entering into the middle way, composed by Chandrakriti, one of the Indian masters. Entering into the middle way. So Lama's another quoting, Pabangaraja quoting another text. Yundemali, all the qualities is the result of perseverance. All the qualities of the result of perseverance. All the positive qualities. Now, do we need to say positive? When you say quality? No. All the qualities are the result of perseverance. So then, according to Song of Experience, Lam Rim, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in that text, if you look at that text also explains six perfections. So when you look at that text, Mido tenbi tsundu kyugyona, Mido tenbi tsundu kyugyona, Lundo yun yangan dashibis. If you manage to wear the perseverance is like, in that text, perseverance is like cloth. Cloth. If you wear that cloth, Mido tenbi tsundu kyugyona, the perseverance is like cloth. If you manage to wear that cloth, your quality will increase it will increase like new moon. You know, so yesterday you know only one word, today you know two word, tomorrow you know three word, day after tomorrow you know four word. If you manage to memorize one word a day, when the 100 day finish, you memorize 100 word. Oh, so that's called perseverance. So, Mido tenbe tsundu kyugyona lungdo yungde yangyo dashibes, lungdo yungde dashibes, lungdo yungde lung. Knowledge and realization will increase like new moon. Beginning usually small, it gets bigger and bigger, like that. Mido tenbe tsundu kyugyona lungdo yungde yangyo dashibes, chelam tamche tenda tenpa juus. All conduct become positive. All the conduct become positive, something positive, all the conduct. All your conduct become positive. Everything that you start, you will complete them. Exactly the way you wish, you will complete them. If you have perseverance. Whatever project, you start, you will complete those projects. After knowing that, what perseverance does, it will increase your knowledge and your realizations, means experience. And everything you start, you will complete them. With that understanding, stay away from laziness. laziness. Looking down, that's laziness. Looking down yourself, that's laziness. It's not laziness, means that doesn't mean just doing nothing. Oh, I cannot do because of this and that, you know. Or she can do because of this and that. We all have Buddha natures. You can say that. Everybody is. If you are, even the dogs put effort, they have potential to become enlightened. You as a human, how come you think that you cannot get enlightened? Shantideva said. Even the small insect, the bugs, if they put some effort, they could get enlightened because they have potential to become enlightened. If that's the case, you as a human, why you are thinking that you can't get enlightened? Oh, Shantideva was encouraging. Now, if somebody says, "Oh, I cannot practice bodhicitta, it's too much," Shantideva said, "No. Even the small bugs, if they put in effort, they could get enlightened. And you as a human, so you can think, you can motivate. Why you are thinking that you can get enlightened? So, no. That is laziness. No, there's the three different types of laziness. Laziness, like, it's not just like doing nothing, you know. So, that's not only laziness, okay? So, that's according to Song of Experience composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. With that knowledge, with that understanding, Lelo Kunseve, so try to overcome from laziness as much as possible. Lama Tsongkhapa says, I myself did that practice. If you are seeking freedom from samsara, and you do the same thing. So, Lama Tsongkhapa said, okay. Then the Chandrakriti entering into middle way, Madhyamanga Avatana text, all the good qualities are the result of perseverance. Tina Kantin Suji Che Pumbu Cheba Chendu Teba the Pumbu Cheva Chendu Teba Pumbu Cheva Pumbu means donkey. Cheva means donkey, that donkey. One that exhausted donkey can even move 1 inch. Pumbucheva. Oh, how was it? Pumbucheva. Khandyo such a Pumbucheva. If you feel like exhausted donkey when you doing your prayers, Pumbucheva, Chetateva does. Then what happened when donkey get exhausted, then you end up pushing them up, they won't move. So you know, so then you have to push them up the hill. Up the hill, you have to push them because then you probably put them some load on their back so they will not move, they're exhausted. So what happened then, you have to move them up the hill. Pumbucheva, Chendoteva, the Mijevas. If you feel like that, I have to set up my altar. I really don't want to set up my altar, but I have to set something like that. When it comes down to virtuous deed, you know. When it comes down to watching TV, few hours, no problems at all. You know, like few hours just went by, so even not knowing, 2 hours already passed. But doing some kind of meditation, some kind of mantra, some kind of prayer, keep watching. 10 minutes. Five more minutes to go. That's exactly. Then need joy. Put some joy in the practice. Need to put some joy. Oh, this is something very, very important. Not for just this life. Many more lives in the future. What I'm doing is very important things. It doesn't mean you shouldn't watch TV. I'm not saying that you shouldn't watch TV, so why not? You can watch TV. But I'm saying when we watch TV, so we don't look and watch, now it's been 5 minutes, we don't do that. When we do practice, then we say, look, all the time needs to be set up, 10 minutes. If you go over 10 minutes, then probably not good. So then be very aware of time. So then joy needs to be there, joy. Oh, this is really important that I have to remind myself, when you get sick, don't you know that you can't do any practice? So right now you are healthy, you should do practice. You should be happy. You should feel fortunate. You know, how many people met Dharma? Don't you realize that you are so fortunate that you met with the Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings? So then some joy, some kind of encouragement, some kind of joy is needed. So then not just doing that happy while you are doing it. In the beginning, kind of excited, not like feel like exhausted donkey that somebody needs to push you up on the hill. But like Zen, there's here the donkey that mentioned some other text says pushing a piece of rock on the hill. It's got a lot of effort. Watching TV is like pouring down the water down the hill. Doesn't require any effort. Just automatic. Need to balance. Not too extreme, but need to balance. Oh. So it's very important to feel fortunate. Wow. When I read Lamrim, and the Lama Adisha explains, Lama Tsongkhapa explains, meeting with those teachings is not something simple. So this is very fortunate. Oh, very fortunate. So need to encourage yourself, not just encourage, then put some joy. When it's finished, then you feel, oh, I did something good, something great. Oh. So then dedicate the merit for betterment of all living beings. So then that you engage into this spiritual practice with excitement, with joy, strong joy, excitement, even though it's like just 5 minutes, with joy, not joy. Oh. At the beginning, oh, got so excited, so then you become like 3-day Buddha. You heard about that, 3-day Buddha, that what you could praise, that happened in the monastery. You see all of a sudden your neighbor wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning, so only last 3 days after that finish. Not like that, slow, baby step. Slowly. I'm not just making this up. This here is a dian, tangbone, chulim tangbone. First needs to be small, little. Then slowly increase. Then, well, it's not going to dry because every day, there's one drop is going into the well. It's not like whole glass of water, but one drop is going there. Every day, one drop. So then there's the oceans that are created by Tipasabe Jamsosna, ocean created by drop. Or the ocean, there's a big example, just a glass full of water created by drop. Every day you put one drop, eventually this glass will fill up. If you put one drop a day, it will fill up eventually, like that. See, Tipasa, that's just saying in Tibetan, Tipasa Vedyamso means oceans created by drop, that means every day. Oh, 1 month, nothing goes in. All of a sudden, one pour one glass. Then after a few months, nothing happens. Then this rose will dry up. Every day, there's one drop is going there. So there's been doing every day something. Oh, doesn't have to be big, small. Churim is small. Nyurim is few. Not huge, a lot, few. That's how you make familiar and that few and small with joy, encouragement. So, then slowly, slowly, then you increase, you know, increase. Same like exercise. You do today 1 minute, then tomorrow do 2 minutes, then tomorrow 3 minutes, so then slowly you increase. And meanwhile, your endurance get better than doing like 1 hour a day, something similar. So now the obstacle for perseverance is like three types of laziness. So, you look, it's like feel kind of like sluggish mentally, not physically or mentally feels kind of like sluggish, you know, no energy, physically no energy, mentally there is no energy, you look. You means like mind stream, look means it's become like, yeah, it's like kind of like really like heavy. Gewa kayang chisho on the shoulder. Chisho on the shoulder shagjang nipuji. Tell to change me about this. Oh, I'm going to do tomorrow. First let me watch TV. So then maybe after that I will do it. First let me do this, do that. Maybe then tomorrow I'll sit down. Tomorrow or maybe day after tomorrow. So that you just push. How is it? You just procrastinate. Yeah. So thank you, Elise. So that I need to learn, but. So obstacle laziness. You know, so says Shane Xiaojiang pushing tomorrow, to not today, tomorrow. Nimpu. So and tell Chinimbi Deva. So there's no will to do. There's no will to do right away. You know. In the end, what's the most important thing? In the end, nothing else. In the end of life, what's the most important? Nothing else. Everything that we try to do doesn't become. So anyway. So that's media about the tea nimbo. So what kind of antidote we should think about when that happened to us? First thing, when you get sick, you have no energy to do any practice, especially if you have severe pain, you can't think of anything positive. No? When you're sick. That's the first thing to remember. Now you are healthy. Physically feel good, mentally feel good, quit married, perfect time to quit married. What's the antidote for me? That's the, even though it doesn't mention in the text, that's for me, even though it doesn't mention in the text, for me that's the antidote. You have to understand, you have been sick before, when you're sick, you cannot create married. Now you are not sick, you are not creating married. So now question, when you are going to create married? Are you 100% confident that you are going to be human again? Will meet Dharma again? If you are confident, oh, watch TV. Sleep as long as you want. What's the antidote? For me, even though it doesn't mention the text, for me, that's antidote. So here, what is mentioned? Need to remember death. Need to remember. Look back in the histories. All these powerful people, where are they now? Gone. Do people talk about, yes. Are they around? No, they are gone. Do you remember that? Important. All these powerful king and queen, minister, poet, philosopher, writers, actors, actresses, directors, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, all gone. It's only a matter of time, only a matter of time. Oh, that is definite. It's not like, oh, maybe if you go to Nepal, it will never happen. Not like that. There's no place on this universe, wherever you go, that will happen. It's only a matter of time. I need to remember. Remember that, so that, you know, probably shook you up. Then remind you what's important to do throughout the day. Chuma Mitabu. Tanjue Tunji Nyaga Gongwe. So, life that you have now is so precious. Make sure this precious life does not get slipped through your head by doing nothing. See? So, when it's slipping through, if you regret, it's too late. It's too late. There's nothing you can do. So this is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Make sure that you don't just waste it. You found this piece of diamond and you don't use. And make sure it doesn't become like a piece of rock, because it's a piece of diamond. You don't treat like that, like a piece of rock. If you treat it like a piece of rock, that's not being smart. Not being smart. Tanjo, Tenji, Nyaka Gongwe. These are the antidote. You have to remember this is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Make sure that you don't see that it's like piece of, it's a piece of diamond. Make sure that you don't see there's a piece of rock. And especially make sure it doesn't just slip through your hand by doing nothing. So there's huge loss. Oh, these are the antidote. Meditating on death, which is definite, need to remember, is definite. It's definite. Oh. So then this is very precious. So then with that true understanding, that will help you to overcome from laziness. Okay? So there's like, or don't feel like do anything, you know, like that. So then you need to think about death and precious human life. Meaningful, difficult to find. Make sure it doesn't get just, how you say, slip through your hand by doing nothing. So then second one is called Chawang Yishiki Lilo. That's first type of laziness. The second one, Chawang Yishiki Lilo. Chawang Yishiki Lilo. I think the balance, that's most important. Middle way balance. Of course, you have to clean, you know, or you have to hire someone to clean. No, you have to cook. When you cook, you need to clean. You have to eat, then you have to use the plate, then you have to clean. There's certain things that you have to do, so you have to do. If you put so much effort, and there's no effort in the spiritual practice, then it's not good. Balance. Chawang is a little bit. Nyiko da dunju se, chawang yishike lelo, nyiko da dunju se, nyeba da kurde, oh, enjoying so much, you know, people are making you a lot of offering, then you just enjoying their offering, then no create any merit. That's risk. Oh, somebody's cleaning your feet, somebody's washing your clothes, and all of that, and somebody's doing prostration to you, so that you greatly enjoy those things. Basically, you're fooling yourself. Doesn't matter if somebody's making offering to you, doing prostration to you, you are going to die. It's only a matter of time. You are going to die too. It's not like you are free of death. Oh. So then, you know, like, I think balance, for me, I think it's all balance. But, you know, yeah, extreme like Milarepa is our welcome. The way Milarepa practice, that kind of practice is most welcome. But if you can't do like that, balance. Hop. If not, should not be like 75, 25, maybe hop. Maybe hop. If not hop, maybe something. Maybe not hop, something, every day, something. If not hop, something. Make sure the drops, you put one drop, into that well will not, never get dry. If you put every day one drop, that well will never get dry. Make sure that you put just one drop every day, or something every day, something. Oh. Tene chawang eche le so nye kuwa ta dindishe. Tene also, you know, like, how is it, like, spend a lot of time with the gatherings, you know, talking, you know, all kind of nonsense things, about maybe especially, particularly of politic things, you know, talking to gather together to all kind of things, and then, this is like second types of laziness. But you don't consider there's laziness, right? You don't consider. These are all laziness. Chawang ishi lelo. It's like, there's so much energy been spent on something that's not really virtuous, you know. So there's so much energy been spent on that. Always like to talk, you know, talk, listen, all kind of talk. So enjoying the conversation. And the big gathering, then talking like all kind of things, you know, like, Xingle, you don't have that. Xingle is like walking in the field, walking in the field, spend a lot of time in the field. So then doing businesses, then machines that you make clothes. Yeah, spending so much time with the sewing machine. So that was a Cuba chaos, you know. And here you don't have to do that. In there, they have to make their thread. They have to make the thread from the wool. They spend so much time, you know, let's spin the wheel, they make the thread before you sew. You know, so like that. Cuba, so Jidenji Chawada, Megir Lila, Chudum Meba, Shinji Juba, there's Shinji Juba, there's a. Yeah, the putting so much effort, all these things is laziness. It's laziness, you know. So even though in the West you don't consider it as a laziness, it's laziness. Those effort will not call perseverance. Why? Because perseverance is the mind. Perseverance is like happy mind about virtuous deed. That's perseverance. This is not perseverance. These are just effort. This is your seva. So what you call it's not really patience. You are not patience. What do you call? But you are putting effort. But it's not. Is that patient? If it's patient, maybe it's the wrong kind of patience. Wrong kind of patience. So I'm not sure what is the dugri. Duri means, you know, just pushing. It's called just duri. It doesn't call perseverance, okay? Di yin yin bu chong, jun ju le se. Gawe jun ne, ta yebe, tam ju gawe, chok pa ne se. Dunga ju yin yin wata, gyoso la chu chi shin ka, she wata, kowe cha wala, nin mu me jin, dunga ji ju san ne, do gyoso. It does not have much meaning, you know, does not have much meaning. Even sewing doesn't have much meaning. So, if you are truly seeking moksha or liberation from samsara, then those things does not have much meaning. But of course, that's something that you have to do.
Geshe-la, for some of these things, like farming or sewing, aren't we talking about what the Sangha should not do? Because if the lay people don't farm, then no one will be able to eat. And if no lay people don't sew, there won't be any clothes anywhere. I mean, you know, no one will have robes, no one will have anything. So don't, you know, of course, idle gossip, you know, things like that are not good, but like farming and sewing and business, if, you know, that should just be restricted to Sangha.
It's not just Sangha.
Lay people too? They can't farm?
It's not just Sangha, so it's not just Sangha. It's like, that doesn't mean, like, stopping sewing or stopping farming. doesn't mean like that. No, it's like that's like for individual people. They have to make choice. Individual people. laziness itself doesn't mean negative or positive. It doesn't. It's not positive. It's not negative. If you become lazy, you probably is not. Like, that's not like as a negative karma. It's not negative karma. But if you are seeking liberations, these are going to be obstacles. Obstacle you to achieve liberations. No. Huh? Misguided effort? No, this is called laziness. Sorry, I'm not going to change the word because in the text it says laziness. This is a type of laziness. It's not good. You change the word according to what people want to hear. Not good. You need to explain what it says in the book. It needs to be said clearly. So this is laziness. This is laziness. Oh, this is not perseverance. This is laziness. Oh, so then each person, you know, like I say, Lamula did raise, you know, important questions, but, you know, again, laziness does not mean negative things. It's not positive, it's not negative. It's not like, oh, if you become lazy, there's negative karma. It's not talking about that. Become problem, you to achieve liberations. Liberations, you have to understand where the effort should be put on. Where the more effort should be put on. Then, you know, like, I don't think you'll be liberated just by sewing clothes all day long. I think back in history, nobody got enlightened by just sewing or farming.
Question. If the intention of, for example, growing food is changed from just growing it because you want to get money out of it, it's changed to, you know, feed the poor or, you know, sowing for like a higher purpose, you know, like charity or something like that. Can that be also, is that a, it sounds like that will be a virtuous action, or not?
It could become virtuous actions, could become virtuous actions if you're doing for somebody else.
Yes.
So now here, bottom line, here this practice is designed not just to make you happy. This is practice designed for liberations,
right,
for enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
No, so we can't mix with this life. It's not about this life. It's about liberation. It's about enlightenment. No? This practice is about six parameters. That's a Buddhist practice. For goal, what is goal? Enlightenment. That's the goal. This is not for. Oh, this. So see. Feeding is good. Of course, feeding is good. How's about liberating someone? Isn't it better? Feed. There's problem. Of course, there's hunger. It will eliminate the hunger. Will that take care of all the problems? No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why giving dharma, giving piece of bread, giving dharma is better. Why it changed people's mindset.
Mm.
It's not like, oh, giving food is bad things. Of course you can give food.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to enlightenment, laziness is not good. You have to have perseverance. You have to practice six professions.
Yes.
That's how you get enlightened.
Yes.
No, if you don't practice six professions, you don't get enlightened. It's not saying, oh, farming is negative karma. It's not saying that farming is negative karma.
But you're farming instead of, you know, practicing Dharma and things like that.
So,
it's like being a homekeeper. You know, like if you have children.
Why Shakyamuni Buddha, he could do like 6 years solid farming work. Why you sit under the Bodhi tree 6 years solid meditations? It doesn't mean, oh, farming is bad. Of course, no. Practically, if nobody farms, there will be no food.
Right.
No food. It's not about it's like negative karma. So this is like slowly, this practice, six paramita, you have to understand, this is a Bodhisattva deed. This is a Bodhisattva deed that we are studying. What is the goal? Enlightenment. That's the goal. So now, like, you know, like giving clothes, anything is good, but giving Dharma is better. Why? Doesn't mean so giving food is not good. It's not like good or not good. Giving Dharma, you change people's mindset, and people create, then you are encouraging people to create merit. When they create merit, and it's like, even though merit looks like this big, the fruit will be redwood tree. When you look at the seed of redwood tree, you can hold 50 of them in one hand. Can you hold one branch in your hand? Just forget the whole tree. This is the seed. They become like that. That's external causalities. So the internal causality is much, much bigger. That's why some texts, they said, even that merit appear in the form, this universe is not big enough to hold. So that much merit you create. So this is all encouraging people to create more merit, you know, at least every day something. You know? So that doesn't mean it's like not everybody will get enlightened simultaneously. Is there two? Therefore, some people will farm, some people will do business, some people will sow, some people just like to talk. Some people like to spend time with a big gathering and just talk, all kind of things. You can't, you know. Eventually, everything's happening based on their, you know, like, based on reason. You know? So, therefore, you know, like, the Bodhi has a Bodhicitta like shepherd, you know. So then first, there's one Bodhicitta like, first I will let everybody enlighten, then I will be the last one. That's like shepherd. First you chase all the animals, then you go in the world last. So then Jambudha was in jail. So then there's one Bodhicitta like king. So first, you know, therefore first he get enlightened, then after that he look after all living beings. So Jambudha was in jail. Then there's one Bodhicitta is like, you know, like, the boat that everybody goes together, you know. Everybody, then, you know, people who drive the boat, everybody goes together. It's not like you go fast. If you go fast, then the many people cannot come with you. You have to go together. Like, there are different types of Bodhicitta. Yes. No, don't ask that, sorry. don't be afraid.
So, this is my question. Is it your position, or is it this book that we're using? Does it say that a farmer cannot achieve enlightenment as a farmer?
No.
If the six perfections are applied to farming, could that not be a vehicle? If I'm not using farming
we are talking about three types of laziness. Laziness does not mean they don't have potential to become enlightened. Everybody has potential to become enlightened. But that is laziness. Laziness? Laziness. Make sense?
If the six perfections are applied to farming, is it laziness then?
Six perfections applied to farming?
Yes.
Well, I never heard that before. So maybe you explain how to apply six perfections in farming.
To be a farmer who was, again, to be a farmer who was actively seeking the Dharma as
not farmer,
he was a farmer.
Not farmer, farming.
I understand, but seeking enlightenment as a farmer.
Yeah.
Does he need to be a monk?
Does he need to
practice a monastic lifestyle, or is it?
Everybody has shot. Everybody has shot. Yeah, doesn't have to be monks, doesn't have to be nun, doesn't have to be men, doesn't have to be women. Everybody has equal shot to become enlightened. Question is, how quick you get enlightened? If you want to get enlightened very quickly, you have to overcome from this laziness, three types of laziness. If you live with the laziness, then you are enlightened. Even though you have potential to become enlightened, that's not going to be quick. It's going to be far, far away. Make sense? Yeah, say. No. If you want to say something, please do. Continue to say. Yeah.
No, thank you.
So, you know, I think it's like there's a risk. When the Dharma came in the West, the risk, people change. No good. You know, so you need to explain exactly the way the book said. Book is not written by me. It's written by Phubanga Rinpoche, who was like Heruka Chakrasambhava, meditator. You can't change word looking, oh, maybe that person is not happy what I said. No good. So then I change a little bit, somebody change a little bit. In the end, then you lose. Where's the true teaching? There's no truth. Now everybody just fix here, fix there, fix there. No good. Oh. So we are talking about here three types of laziness. Oh. So there's the second one. How they translate in English? Second type of laziness?
The laziness of craving evil pursuits.
Why they use this dramatic word?
But the next sentence, it says, this is craving mundane pursuits and engaging in them.
There's no evil word in Tibetan. Where they come up with this word evil? Farming is not evil.
I know, but...
Yeah,
so. Laziness of craving evil pursuits. In the paragraph about reputation, society, idle gossip, farming, business, sewing, and spinning are examples of such things. I mean, it's pretty confusing. It's the translation.
Okay, practicing six professions. Uh-huh. Practicing six professions, sewing, which one's better? Huh? This is not. Everything is relative. It's not evil. What do you choose? You choose to practice bodhicitta or sow or farm. It's not evil. No. Huh?
Without the mic. So Geshe-la, if you have aspiring bodhicitta, you know you and you sow to provide clothes for victims of disaster.
No, the first question, aspiring bodhicitta.
Aspiring bodhicitta. So you only have aspiring bodhicitta. You're not a bodhisattva yet that you can fully practice the six perfections. So you have aspiring and you're trying to engage. Mm. And you choose to use some of your time to sow for the benefit of all beings.
Mm.
That certainly is not, I mean, how that would not would that be an obstacle, or would that be creating merit to kind of get? Your intention is to benefit sentient beings by doing it. Does that make any sense?
It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. So I kind of sense, I kind of feel people here trying to make this something like bodhicitta, this second laziness. Second laziness?
No, I'm not trying to make it like when I sew and I just want to make quilts, Geshe-la, because they're pretty, that's wasting my time. I mean, it's not, it might be fun, but it's not memorizing the Lam Rim.
So maybe the best answer what we should do, so we read this book already been translated in English,
Yeah.
So based on that, then you make choice. Based on that, then we make choice.
Okay.
Yeah. So based on that, then we make choice. Make sense? Yeah, so I'm not going to have further, discussions. So
okay.
Based on that, then you make choice. You sow or you farm or whatever you do, it's up to you. So then based on that, then make the choice. Okay, so...
Geshe. I think if you want to be a good runner, an Olympic runner, and you are farming, could be quite difficult, no? So you need to decide. So if you want to be a monk, if you are going to be a Olympic runner, so you decide, no?
Yeah, so that's good things. Yeah, that's good suggestions. So then, it's not about creating merit. Not creating merit is about Lama did not say. If you are a farm, you are not going to create merit. Lama did not say that. It's very clear. Lama did not say if your soul is not merit, there are not going to be zero merit. Didn't say. What Lama is saying, these things are considered as laziness. laziness. Then the probably word evil probably should not be there. No, that's probably too dramatic. The evil. So it's not. There's nothing evil. So if you see farming is evil, so then that's not good. Farming is not evil. So founder of the Buddha's path, Buddhist path, is Shakyamuni Buddha. Did 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi tree. So there's something to look up to, So then, as I said, balance. As I usually say balance, balance. So this is a curious. So ask yourself questions when you become, how you become lazy, When you become lazy, what do you do? To motivate yourself, inspire yourself to do something positive things, or create merit, okay? So make it clear, it's nothing virtuous or non-virtuous, it's just laziness. There's how many non-virtues? There's 10 non-virtues. 10 non-virtues. Did you see laziness there? Do you remember 10 non-virtues? That's not 11, that's 10. You see there's laziness? That's what I'm saying. Laziness is not virtue, it's not non-virtue, it's not virtue. It's not virtue, it's not non-virtues. So, do you remember 11 types of merit, virtues? 11 virtues? Is there laziness there? No. Laziness is not virtue, neither non-virtue. It's just laziness. So then if laziness is non-virtue, so then somebody has to farm. It's unavoidable. So that's not fair. It's something that you cannot avoid, and you are saying there's non-virtue. That's not fair. Buddha is very skillful. It's not non-virtue. It's not virtue. It's not virtue. So it's not virtue. What is not joyful effort. It's not joyful effort. Okay. Then the last one, the last type of lady is what it's called in English? Shum means like feeling down. Feeling down. Mentally feeling down. Shum. Saying that, I cannot get enlightened because of this and that. You know, there are so many reasons. Oh, because of this and that, I cannot get enlightened. So that's called feeling down or looking down or feeling down. Oh, shumbele loje. I cannot get enlightened. I cannot do anything for the betterment or living beings, and because of this and that. You know, this is called. This is the last type of laziness. Because of these three types of laziness, the point here is we are fully capable to create merit. So make sure that in the very end, we don't regret. That's most important. We don't regret. In the end, when you look back, make sure you don't regret. So then it's good, you know. So I cannot do this. That's too difficult, you know. So then. Yeah, so tunam diva chui midoshis. Tunam diva chui midoshis. Negative karma cannot be washed out by taking shower. Taking shower, that's not how you purify negative karma. Dove dunga chak misilas. Even the enlightened beings are fully compassionate. They can't just take your suffering like this. Okay, now go, now free. It's not like that. Enlightened beings cannot give their realization, even though they wish to give, but they can't give. They are enlightened. Oh, now I'm going to give my omniscient mind to you. That's not how it works. Only through teachings. You teach, you explain to them how to practice, then you practice, then you get, you know, you do, then. That's how you liberate it, okay? I will explain to you, moksha, what is moksha, what is liberation, but make sure that liberation is dependent on you. It's not here, sorry, it's not the book, I'm just quoting from other books. Liberation is up to you. So these are the three types of laziness. Okay, this is laziness. Then, then you know, sometimes you choose this, but the tangible thing that we make na reason, that mistake did the jungle, ba, jungle choose certain about us. Even though it takes like whole my life just to meditating on precious human life, I'll be patient. I'll be very patient to do that. Even though it takes me whole life just to focus on. Precious, you know, how precious this life is, how meaningful, how difficult to find. You remind yourself, make sure that this precious human life does not get slipped through by your hand. That's your responsibility. But teachings explains why it's precious, why it's difficult to find, why it's meaningful, explain everything. Then you read, then you think. So then once you understood, then make sure that this precious this doesn't get no slip through by you know your hand. Then there's you know like the read about their books composed by Phubang Arimbuji, very author, very person, Lama who put this all together and wrote like Mizar Tingu Ningi Tuma, Heart Spoon, the text called Heart Spoon. That text reminds you what's impermanent. People die before they finish their tea. People die. But in their mind, they're thinking, oh, I'll be here a long time. People die before you finish your tea. Lord Dawan Dilan Dinangi. So I'm now quoting from Kungda Lama. Lord Dawan Dilan Dinangi. Oh, this month. Oh, this year I will do this, I will do that. Oh, my Dharma practice, maybe I will do it next year. So this year I have this project, I have that project, I will do this and that, you know, so many things to do. And Dharma I will do next year. Lo dawa di la dinangi, le cha je cha su cha su su chi ni, la zang ni, chi 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 nyamba, te tam je pu yu long de yis. This is all like tricking yourself, fooling yourself. Oh, I'm going to do practice tomorrow. Death could come today. Oh, you're thinking, well, maybe tomorrow I do practice. Death could come today. Tarangi rango mango was. Don't fool yourself. If you want to practice, practice now. Now. When? Now. Practice now. So Kungda Lama, there's many quotes. Then especially the heart spoon, when you read that heart spoon. Then eventually people feel like when their head caught fire, they have no time to get rid of the fire. They are so busy focused on spiritual practice. So now they understood if their head caught fire, they have no time to get rid of the fire. They have so much focus on the practice. Sanda jidin chimanyi. Tomorrow or next life? Which one comes first? No clue. Sanda jidin chimanyi ngundo kawadon mimes. Therefore, too much emphasis has been put on for tomorrow things. And today, just wasted. Do something that benefits the future. Many quotes. So heart spoon, that's called heart spoon. That's composed by Phubang Arimbuji, very author who put this together. Need to read the text and encourage yourself. Make sure that you put every day one drop into that well every day. Make sure that well doesn't get dry up, even though it's just little, just one drop. It's very important. So then you know, even just thinking of a precious human life, even just meditating on that, even though you think, oh, if you take whole life, you know, happy to do like that. Jigden did to him mimba, tsumba, chilchebe, tsumba soji, tang, chuse ketam, which you do, kawele. In the mundane level, how much the business people, how much effort they put to just to get some profit. If I myself put some effort, I will definitely get enlightened. I will definitely be liberated if I put effort. So there's like some profit, how much effort they put, for some fruit. The profit is the fruit. If you put some effort into that, so we will definitely get, you know, enlightened. That's the encouraged message. Ketchum Tetam, this is just small profit. You know, so from here you don't see, you know, like in India, people sit on the street all day long just to get probably 50 cents. All day long. If you put that 12 hours of effort into something, the fruit will be 50 cents here, but no, there you another fruit. There will be fruit. There will be fruit if you put some effort. So then, you know, there's something to think about. You know, like all day long, just, you know, the people indoor, difficulties just to make 50 cents. And that is just for this life. That's all. Just for this life. Any merit that you created, any effort you put, it's not just for this life. The result will be huge, and there'll be ripple of impact in many more lives in the future. So that you feel great that you are doing something that helps this life, not just this life. If something goes on, there'll be positive impact that you are doing something. Same like giving, same thing, giving, you know. Feeling so tight. That's the best thing. You give, that's the best thing. No. It's merit. Because why? Because it's merit. That's why it's the best. It's a merit. merit. No. So then, what Mother Teresa said, doing small things with the big love. Put a big lock. So then, you know, giving food for the bird. Right now I'm giving them, I'm feeding them, and then in the future I'll give them Dharma. And I wish they will become my first disciple when I get enlightened. With that kind of mindset. If I put a similar effort for enlightenment, I will definitely get enlightened. We have to think like that. Don't ever say or think, oh, I cannot get enlightened. Don't ever say or think that you can't get enlightened. That's laziness. There's a second laziness. We have a lot of discussions. Not the first one, the second one. The first one. Oh, I cannot get enlightened. Don't ever say that or think you cannot get enlightened. Who said? Not Gishigele, Shantideva. Where you read Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. When that book is composed? Around 8th century. Dagi chanju kalaji julubani mijazet. Dida tishi shabani demasumbe dinde sungs. Buddha said, you have Buddha natures. Buddha already said, you have Buddha natures. Therefore, don't ever think or say that you cannot get enlightened. Shantideva was telling us. Okay. Drangbu, fly, there's many, many different types of fly, and the small bugs. Drangbu, that's what I said before. Drangbu, shatang, bungatang, tiji sumbu, kangchoba, tijang, tumbe, topchena. Even if they put effort, they also get enlightened. You as a human, don't ever think that you are not going to get enlightened. Tiji toba, kamet, hoje. Dada riji, michela, dada riji, michela, we as a human, we know what is right, what is wrong, we know. Tenjuchoba Madana, if we don't, because of that, then should not think or say then you are not going to get enlightened. Oh. Madonna, Dagi Chanju Chimitos. If you practice six professions, if you practice bodhicitta, if you practice loving compassion, you will get enlightened. Oh, Shantideva said. Okay? So this is a good word to stop. Now, 8:25, so I'll stop here. 8:25. Cheers, Sumbaji. There's something you need to remember. No? So I brought my computer last Wednesday, and this Wednesday it didn't use, but one more class. Dagechin yeza benge wandin den dan rova ngolanga men da jehor jezo lozan dama yetten benge morin. Yalım la.
In the Goal Prayer Book, turn to page 235. I don't think this is in the white binder. It will be the General Dedication Prayers, 235. And then the short long life prayers, 244-245. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Good night.